From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the latest from the U.S. presidential campaign.
While it is not God's plan that I be president in 2016 or maybe ever, and while today my campaign is suspended,
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio dropping out of the presidential race after television networks projected Donald Trump will beat him badly in his home state. Trump also suffered a defeat, though, losing Ohio to that state's Governor John Kasich. For the Democrats, the network said Hillary Clinton has beaten Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by landslides in Florida, North Carolina, and Ohio, taking most delegates in all three states.
We are moving closer to securing the Democratic Party nomination and winning this election in November.
Primaries were also held Tuesday in Missouri and Illinois. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to Moscow next week. He will go there to talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin about Russia's troop withdrawal from Syria. News of Kerry's Moscow trip came as Syrian peace talks continued for a second day in Geneva. U.S. intelligence officials are saying Russia's partial withdrawal from Syria is intended as a sharp rebuke to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. They say Mr. Putin has never fully been committed to having the Assad regime saved and that Syria has recently wandered off the Russian script for the conflict. White House spokesman Josh Earnest emphasized that an end to the Assad government is a U.S. priority.
We have long said that our priority in Syria is bringing about the political transition in that country that's long overdue. After all, it's the political chaos inside of Syria that is the root cause of so many of the problems that we're dealing with right now.
Josh Earnest. This is VOA News. South Sudan is cutting the number of staff at its embassies around the world because of economic troubles stemming from that country's two-year civil war. The foreign minister denied reports that South Sudan will close 10 diplomatic missions. Police in the Belgian capital Brussels Tuesday killed a suspect during an anti-terrorist raid. Their raid was linked to the November 13th attacks in Paris. Three Belgian and one French police officer were wounded in the operation at an apartment in the suburb of Forest. Police do not know if there are other suspects still at large. A new World Health Organization study estimates nearly one quarter of all annual global deaths, that's 12.6 million yearly, are from unhealthy environmental causes. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The report says environmental risk factors such as air, water, and soil pollution, chemical exposure, climate change, and ultraviolet radiation cause more than 100 diseases and injuries. It says the Southeast Asia and Western Pacific regions have the highest number of environmentally linked deaths. During the past 10 years, death from infectious diseases has declined because an increasing number of people have gained access to safe water and sanitation. The report finds non-communicable diseases linked to unhealthy environments now account for the largest share of global deaths. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United States says a top Islamic State commander known as Omar the Chechen has died from injuries he suffered a week ago when an American airstrike targeted him in Syria. Tarkan Batirashvili had a reputation of being one of the Islamic State group's most capable commanders. In a major policy reversal, the Obama administration is barring oil drilling off the U.S. Atlantic coast. U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell said the decision protects the Atlantic for future generations. A U.S. National Football League official has for the first time acknowledged a link between head trauma in the country's most popular sport and the brain disease, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. NFL Senior Vice President for Health and Safety Jeff Miller made the admission during a roundtable discussion on concussions convened by the U.S. House of Representatives on Energy and Commerce. Pope Francis announced Tuesday that Mother Teresa will be made a saint at a ceremony on September 4th. Mother Teresa was famed for her lifetime of service to the poor. The White House announced changes to travel and trade restrictions on Cuba Tuesday. The changes open up educational travel to Cuba for individual Americans, allow Cubans working in the U.S. to earn salaries, and reduce trade and financial barriers to improve business ties between the two countries. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.